During a relatively short Pocahontas County Commission meeting on February the 18th, the commissioners took their first steps to setting their 2020-2021 budget. They set dates for their budget work sessions of March 9th, 11th, and 13th, each of which will start at 10 a.m. This could lead to their final approval of next fiscal year's county budget at their March 17th regular meeting. Those work sessions are when the commissioners must review the detailed budget requests submitted to them by all county agencies and then make the hard decisions about which parts of those requests they will fund and the amount of that funding. The county's 2020 and 2021 fiscal year will begin on July 1st of 2020 and run through June 30th of 2021. The commissioners had also held a special session on February 11th at which they approved their retaining of outside counsel to defend against a lawsuit filed against the county by County Prosecutor Eugene Simmons. That lawsuit was filed over a reimbursement dispute over the cost of attorney fees incurred by the prosecutor. The commissioners voted to retain attorney Gregory Tucker of Summersville to defend the county in the suit. In addition to setting those budget work sessions during their February 18th regular meeting, the commissioners also heard from Cynthia Guerrero of the Pocahontas County Arts Council, who briefed them about a grant the county has received from West Virginia Arts, Culture, and History. Guerrero explained that when the Pocahontas County Board of Education removed art teachers from the county elementary schools, the Arts Council picked up the slack and provided some art projects not only at those schools, but also to middle and high school students. She said that this grant will support the Art Council's work in the schools. The commissioners adjourned the 2020 Board of Review and Equalization hearings, and they entertained Roger Hall's appeal of the denial of his homestead property tax exemption, and although very sympathetic to Hall's unique situation, the commissioners were prevented by West Virginia statute from allowing him to claim a homestead exemption in two counties at the same time. They approved the updated Pocahontas County Emergency Operations Plan, which, according to Board President David McLaughlin, contains sensitive information and cannot be shared with the general public. And finally, they authorized an employee position at the county clerk's office, which can only be filled after July the 1st. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.